I tried to go back to sleep, but no luck. Wait, let me just get my phone. What time is it? Oh, jeez. It's only 4 in the morning. Everything okay? I mean, besides not being able to go back to sleep. Honey, you were basically flailing under the sheets there. Maybe I should wrap my arms around you? Mm-hmm. Like this? Would that help? So you'll stop moving around so much, silly. And maybe I should bring my leg up over yours. How's that? Oh, I know you like. Or maybe I should roll over on top of you. Could stay here looking at your ridiculously cute face. Smell you. You know, I really love the way you smell. What do you smell like? You just smell nice and clean and fresh. Yeah, it's probably just the detergent and fabric softener. I don't know how else to describe it. Just, you know, it's a comforting smell. It reminds me that I'm home and you're with me. Oh yeah, and most of all, I can do that easily when I'm perched on your chest. Good morning to you too. Are you really all right? Yeah? No, I'm just making sure everything's okay. That you're okay. I know you've had a pretty busy week and you've been working late a lot. Yeah, that's why there has been an increased amount of shoulder and back rubs lately. You're welcome, love. Yeah. More than fine. I'm here, you're here. We're in bed. Well, maybe we could use a few more hours of sleep, but here we are. I don't know about you, but this early morning cuddle sesh is really making up for the lack of sleep, don't you think? See, we're the perfect cuddle buddies. Okay. Can I ask a teeny tiny little favor? Can you be Big Spoon? It's getting super chilly. Yes, maybe that's the spot. Thank you. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm afraid I have naturally cold feet. Admit it though. You like it when you can get them all warm and toasty. Seriously, babe, how are you always so warm? You're like a portable furnace or a personal space heater. I do that to you. I get you all hot and bothered. No, this is good. This works out perfectly. I make you all hot and bothered so you can keep me warm. That's how it's gonna work from now on. What? No. I'm not using you as my personal heater. You're more than that. You're like the best cuddle buddy ever. You're my amazing partner. Great cook, at least by my standards. And you're my lover. Sweet and sexy and just so addictive. Most importantly, you're my best friend. I mean, the sex is great. Don't get me wrong. But when everything is all said and done, and we're past that phase of being all about the physicality in the relationship, in the end, there's only you and that person. And you are that person. You're my person. You're the one I can open up to and be vulnerable to without the fear of being judged. But accepts me. For all of me. Sweetheart. You're the one I want to tell all about how great my day went. Or when I cry about the not so great ones. You always have a warm hug ready, especially on those days. And I love you so much for that. From the biggest things to the littlest things, you're the one I want to share it with. And of course, I'll be there for yours, cheering you on your highs and supporting you on your lows. Because that's how it is. That's how it works. That's how we work. Shut up. I know I'm sappy. And you like it. Just let me be. But seriously, I want you to know how thankful I am for you. I know our relationship is far from perfect and we still have our differences. But there are times in the morning when I wake up just before you do. And I see your face so close to mine. And I can't help but think, gosh, I can't believe this person is with me. That you chose to be with me, knowing that you care about me just as much as I do for you. It still boggles my mind at times. And I just tell myself, I will never, ever let this person out of my life. Oh, good. That's very reassuring. Good to know you're not going anywhere anytime soon. You better not be. I love you too. Good morning. I'll see you in a bit.